Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo. Stone, how you doing?
I am doing well. I think I have had more fun today than even yesterday or the day before, and I don't know
it's
how
hard
that's
to,
possible.
It's hard to imagine that that could be possible.
Well, no, it's been a lot of fun. We've been doing the Name That Tune. We've met a lot of neat people. We met the guy, had a conversation with a guy from Australia.
That's always a bonus.
But, you know, I'm not sure any of it can hold a candle to what we're going to do now. Because now we are going to visit with the gentleman from Rhapsody Technologies. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast. You're going to love this guy's name, Mr. Money Munda.
All right.
How you doing, Money?
I'm doing fine, Ali. And
all right, so Rhapsody Technologies, mission, purpose, what are you guys out there trying to do for folks?
We actually specialize in implementing solutions using Oracle technologies, and Oracle eBusiness Suite and Siebel UCM and many of the technologies that Oracle has. In that, one of the area we specialize is called master data management. So Oracle has many solutions on both eBusiness Suite tech stack, Siebel tech stack, as well as Fusion applications. What they call is hubs, like MDM hubs, mm-hmm. like customer hub, product hub, supplier hub, etc. So we specialize in implementing these hub solutions.
So now master data management, did you guys invent that?
No, not really. Actually,
come on, don't be modest.
So, you know, it's interesting you asked that question, you know. Ever since we had IT systems back from 70s, so the master data is part of every system that has been always there. And along with that, also there were problems that needs to be dealt with. So the term master data management was coined very recently by Gartner, sometime around 2006 timeframe. Mm-hmm. But the master data as such existed ever since we had systems, and the problems were there, but the way we look at that particular data and the problems and also the solution approaches to deal with it is what is, you know, now new under the umbrella of master data management.
Now, I understand there's this radical subgroup, a special interest group dedicated to master data management within the OAUG.
That is correct.
And so you're part of this?
That's correct. I founded a group called TCEA SIG way back in 2004. Mm-hmm. And as Oracle evolved with their products, we changed the name to Customer Data Management SIG. But again, Oracle didn't stop there. So Oracle started to, you know, continue to churn out and introduce more hubs addressing different domains like supplier data and product data, etc. So to be in tune with that, we changed our name, I think, a year ago to Master Data Management SIG.
Now, that's kind of one of the cool things about OAUG is that if you're interested in a topic, like you can create a SIG, right? And then you can be kind of the facilitator for that.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I took the initiative back in 2004. Right. I saw the need for it. And at the time, the knowledge was very limited. Very few people know about it. But the need for it was a lot more. So we thought, you know, okay, the best thing is to, you know, to form a group so that we can bring both the practitioners and users together and share the knowledge and wisdom that everybody's learning through implementing these solutions.
Now, what's one of the challenges that people have in dealing with master data?
So the master data, on the surface, it looks very simple. I'll give you a simple example, right? 10, 15 years ago, if I ask you how many phone numbers you have, what's your answer?
Not that many.
One or two, right?
Right.
And it comes to your home, your family, it's very easy. And most of the time, what's the number? You can pretty much recite what
Absolutely.
The number
right.
is, right?
And when I was growing up, it was like only the seven numbers. You didn't
right.
even have
it
to say
the
area
code.
Code,
right.
That's exactly right. And now, today, if you look at it, how many ways a person can be reached out? You know, there are multiple phone numbers for a person, multiple email addresses.
Right, now, the Twitter
all handle,
that stuff,
Facebook, yeah. etc. So with that, the complexity has increased. Now, what happens is many times when organizations looking at the information of their customers when they're dealing with, whether it's a business customers in their customer, their company information and addresses, and then the contacts, which is the people in that organization, or if you're dealing with consumers, then their information itself. Oftentimes, it gets collected in different systems, like their call center application, CRM application, or the billing applications, etc. And a lot of times it doesn't look the same. No, it's the same customer, but it doesn't look the same.
Right, it's like we're all seeing different facets of the same thing, but we're not seeing it in its entirety.
Entirety, that is one angle of it. And the other angle is sometimes I may have an address in a billing application that is one way, and that was probably captured a couple of years ago, but this customer tried to make some request or customer service request about one of the product he bought, and at the time he updated his address, and so your customer service application has a different address. Now, when I'm looking at from outsider, looking at these two addresses, which one is right?
Right.
So again, then you have to apply some algorithms and rules and identify, oh, okay, customer service is the one that most recently got this address. Most likely that could be the right one. So now you have a different facets in different applications. Not only that, sometimes you have a different versions. Now you need to take the different facets and the different versions, and you have to build a golden record. And that is what the concept of master data management and everything that goes into that. Building this golden record, what we call the golden record that is unique and complete at the enterprise level, that everybody can look back into it. You know what? I not only have a better information, but I have more accurate information, and anything that I need to, if I use that, it works better.
Because I could see where, like, the warehouse may need a very different address for me at an organization
right.
than the billing department. They're both viable, but there's two completely different addresses. These folks pay the bills. These folks receive the packages.
And you're right, absolutely. And that could be the case. So not only when you look at the address being different, you also need to look at for what purpose that address is being used.
Right.
Sometimes they match, sometimes they don't. And I was actually talking to a customer recently, and they were using not an Oracle, but some other application. They have a need to capture three addresses for the supplier. So one is their address where, you know, they send the purchase orders to, and an address where they send the remittance information, you know, that goes to.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the year, they need to issue 1099s. And that address may be completely different. Unfortunately, that application had capable to do only two addresses. So now comes the challenge.
So it's in the database can't even hold three addresses,
that
right?
particular application,
right.
the
so
way it was
that.
Built. So now you have a challenge that's compounded by the limitations of the application.
Yeah,
wow.
So now you've seen that. You go right. into a system and they'll say billing address, shipping address.
And that's it.
But
and
not the third.
Yeah, so that's kind of thing. You know, again, it's relevant in the case of suppliers, not necessarily for customer.
Right.
And same is true with parts data. You know, you get to the parts, it becomes very complex. Think about, you want to buy an item, you go to Amazon, search on that, and Amazon gives you, you know, 200 items. It's all exactly the same.
Right.
And each of the item probably is provided by a different vendor. Isn't it difficult for you to compare the prices?
Right. And so then something like shipping could be $5 in one, it could be $8 another, it could be $20.
Exactly. You want to, when you search for an item, you want to get one hit, you want to see all the suppliers who are selling that, and so you can see the prices they're selling, you can compare,
right.
see which is the most advantageous one.
And also you want to be able to say, okay, that supplier has only a 2-star rating, and this one has a 5-star rating, so maybe it's worth paying another dollar to get it from this one that has a 5-star.
Absolutely. That's a very important aspect, too, because, you know, you want to deal with a party that is trustable, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, trust makes a lot of difference. Yeah.
Sure. So you're involved in a sales and marketing role or an executive role in your day job with Rhapsody? How do you invest your time day to day?
So again, I pretty much end up doing many aspects of the company. At the core heart of me, I'm a practitioner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I implement systems and I'm a thought leader. But at the same time, having a consulting company that I run, you know, I also step into the executive shoes. I do the sales and marketing, etc. Basically.
So,
and I have a team who support function of it. But as an executive, I kind of have my, slip into every shoe, you know, the sales, marketing,
right.
as well as running the company at the same time, delivering the solutions to clients too.
So now, is part of the challenge for your customer that they're accumulating so much data to kind of make sure that the quality of the data is what it needs to be in order for them to process it and manage it?
That is exactly right. So what's happening is data is being accumulated through multiple touch points. And that data needs to be brought together, and that golden version needs to be built so that they can use, and any transaction they're doing it is accurate. So now a lot of times what happens is that if you got the data wrong, for example, somebody places an order for $1 million worth and you're shipping goods, and you have the data captured wrong because that was captured over the phone. So instead of spelling something in one way, you spelled it different, and now ship $1 million goods, and it doesn't reach the customer.
Right. And then, so the quality of the data, that's critical, because if there's mistakes in that going in, then there's mistakes forever.
Right? Absolutely. Until garbage in, garbage out.
Until somebody
still applies, right?
yeah. That's what we call garbage in, garbage out.
So how do you kind of fix that?
So that's where you have ancillary technologies that work with the MDM solutions, which we call data quality technologies.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, Oracle happened to acquire two companies in the last few years, in this particular space, and they offer them as an enterprise data quality tool today. So one of the tool is generic, can be used for any master data, and one of the tool is highly specialized for product data. Product data is very unique in terms of when it comes to cleaning it, because you cannot infer a meaning based on a description unless you know the context. So if I'm looking for a particular word, let's say it's a computer-related description versus a particular word which is a book, on a part of a book title versus a music, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all like a word means something in the context of a particular thing, which we call category. So because of that, where you use the word, position of the word in the description, and what category it belongs to, what we call it semantic meaning of the word. And that is very difficult to do normally. So this specialized tool, what we call enterprise data quality for product, works based on the semantic context and try to interpret things and then cleanse the data, basically.
Wow, that sounds like futuristic. That if they can understand the semantics of the words.
That is a whole new level.
It is, actually. We actually had at one client, we were trying to first start it off with the first tool, which works more on a pattern-based matching. And at some point in time, we started getting into conflict because, when you talk about products, right? Like, just like we have the names being the nouns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Products also have a noun. When you talk about a computer, is a noun. But a computer is, say, HP, laptop, it has a 4 GB processor and all that, right? You describe that. But at the end of the day, primary word is noun is computer, right? But now think about that. You have a mouse. It's a computer mouse that you attach to the computer. So the word computer in the mouse is not the noun. It's a modifier.
Right.
But the word computer in a laptop is a noun, right? So that's where it's the same word, but the meaning changes depending on where you're using it.
Now, we had a person we interviewed earlier whose business is rodents. So the word mouse to him means something totally different.
Completely different, absolutely. Now you go to the Amazon, which sells every product that's conceivable and sold by on their website. Now all of a sudden it takes a whole new meaning.
Right.
Yeah.
So before we wrap, I just got to know, how has the conference this year, Collaborate 14, been for you? Has it been a positive experience?
Oh, it has been. It's a wonderful experience. We have many sessions. We had three SIG meetings from the Master Data Management perspective. Because it's so complex subject, there are so many hubs and the data quality. So we've broken into three sessions addressing different groups. And today's one is indeed a data quality one. We had an excellent discussion with a few customers who attended the session. And the overall conference, it's great place, nice location and Vegas. Of course, who can say this is not wonderful, right?
Somebody has to do it, right?
But for your company, this event is something that's important for your company in terms of marketing and networking, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And see, we believe in sharing our knowledge, right? See, that's how I started the SIG. SIG is an avenue to share some of the experiences we learned at implementing solutions to other clients. And the whole OAUG and the Collaborate, the whole concept and premise is that sharing knowledge, right?
Right.
And from that perspective, I think this is a wonderful event. And like every year, it's been executed very well. There is nothing that I can see to complain at this point. What a wonderful experience as a whole.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about Rhapsody, do you have a website?
We have a website. Our website is, our company name is Rhapsody Technologies. Mm-hmm. So first four letters of the word Rhapsody would be RHAP, and first four letters of the word technologies, that would be tech, TECH. So if you go to raptech.com, you can learn more about us. And also, many of the presentations we have done over the years, we actually, some of them recorded and shared with some of them. You have the, presentation decks can be available to you. So you get a lot of benefit, not only knowing about who we are, but also some knowledge from our site going to the resources page.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn about master data management, that SIG, where should they go for that?
So the master data management SIG perspective, we have a SIG, mdmsig.oaug.org website. They can go there where they can learn about the events.
So through the OAUG website, they can access it through that?
Correct. It's a subsite of the OAUG, so they can access that information. But most of the interactive discussions happens on the LinkedIn group. So we created a LinkedIn group for master data management, and that's the best way to do the interact within the other group members. However, to become a member of the LinkedIn group, first they need to go to OAUG, and sign up for the master data management SIG. All the SIGs and GOs, basically, members can join through OAUG. They log into OAUG and they can join. And when they see this, look for SIG information and locate the master data management and join that. And then we'll add them to LinkedIn group as a member.
All right, Mani Munda with Rhapsody Technologies. Thank you so much for coming by and hanging with us, man.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for a wonderful interview. You guys seems to know everything, you know. You know what to ask.
Lots of questions, don't we, Lee?
That's right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Again.
We will be back in a few from the show floor of Collaborate 2014.